Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A police officer was shot in the chest overnight in a confrontation with a man behaving erratically in Harlem. A few hours later, the officer was discharged from the hospital.
A dramatic moment at St. Luke's Mount Sinai Hospital as the police commissioner held up the bulletproof vest that saved this officer's life. A bullet hole right in the middle of that vest. Cops from the 32nd Precinct responding here to the seven-story apartment at 148th and Frederick Douglass just before 2 a.m., after 911 calls about a naked man running around screaming and smashing doors inside the building. Police racing up to the second floor. The police commissioner takes it from there.
One officer suddenly encountered the suspect standing naked, pointing a 9mm semi-automatic handgun at the officer. A violent struggle immediately began and shots were fired.
Officers backing up saw the struggle and also fired their weapons, killing the 29-year-old man. A gun recovered next to his body. Now, as to the officer who was shot, 7 years on the force, his wife is also a cop. The fourth police-involved shooting in our city in just 8 days. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Harlem.
The suspect's identity has not been released yet, but police were familiar with him from previous domestic violence incidents. Brooklyn's district attorney will reportedly push for state legislation to allow prosecutors to encourage shorter sentences for felonies. Politico New York reports that under the plan from D.A. Eric Gonzalez, a district attorney could step in after an inmate has served 20 years for the most serious crimes, 15 for lesser felonies, and move for a judge to reduce his sentence. The judge would have the final say. Gonzalez says it doesn't make sense to keep people in jail when they no longer pose a risk to public safety. The city DOT unveils a new Green Wave bike safety initiative today and cuts the ribbon on the new Fountain Avenue bike lane in Brooklyn. It marks 100 miles of protected bike lanes in the city. Officials say under Green Wave, traffic lights will be adjusted to give bikes the priority for green lights. They say with cyclists traveling on average 10 to 15 miles an hour on streets where the speed limit is typically 25, they'll catch a wave of green lights and continue through intersections without having to stop. Drivers who go faster will hit the red lights. DOT Commissioner Polly Trottenberg called the move the next frontier in the city's biking efforts. There have been 25 cyclist deaths in the city this year, 16 of them in Brooklyn. The MTA says the system it put into place to catch falling debris from elevated subway tracks in Queens obviously didn't work yesterday, and they're looking into it. Luckily, no one was hurt.
This bolt came from the blue. More precisely, it came crashing down from the elevated N&W tracks, and it crashed through the sunroof of Philip Garcia's car.
I hope they're not waiting for somebody to die for them to do something about it, but it seems like that's what they're waiting for.
Fortunately, Garcia had just dropped his 7-year-old daughter off at school. Queens Councilman Jimmy Van Bramer says bad enough the MTA can't run its trains on time.
But even worse is to think that you could get killed simply by walking underneath the train.
The MTA did install bins beneath the tracks, but the big bolt did not go in the bin. John Montone, 1010 Winds, in Queensboro Plaza.
After yesterday's damning testimony from career diplomat Bill Taylor, the House impeachment inquiry moves on to Deputy Assistant Defense Secretary Laura Cooper. An official of the Office of Management and Budget is also expected to be deposed, but OMB says its people will not comply. Taylor was the top diplomat in Ukraine when President Trump made his now infamous phone call to President Zelensky. He'd been called out of retirement after the president fired the ambassador. And Taylor spoke with several players in the saga about trading military aid for dirt on the Bidens. In his testimony, he flatly alleged that the president and his people were behind it. The White House is trying to dismiss the testimony, calling it triple hearsay, and insisting the president did nothing wrong. Presidential hopeful Kamala Harris and two of her Democratic colleagues in the Senate are trying to force the Trump administration to release documents related to the Ukraine investigation. They're using the Freedom of Information Act. A presidential defender, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, calls the impeachment inquiry illegitimate and unconstitutional. He says it tramples on the rights of the president, and he will introduce a resolution that would argue that any articles of impeachment should be dismissed without a trial. Two of Rudy Giuliani's associates are due for arraignment today in Manhattan federal court. Igor Fruman and Lev Parnas allegedly funneled foreign money into U.S. political campaigns. These men also helped Giuliani in his efforts to dig up damaging information on Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Giuliani is also the subject of an ongoing investigation by the feds. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg testifies on Capitol Hill today. He wants to assure Congress that his plan to introduce a cryptocurrency will be completely above board. More from correspondent Mike Hempen.
In written testimony prepared for the hearing, Zuckerberg says Facebook won't launch Libra unless, quote, all U.S. regulators approve it. That's a stronger statement than Facebook executive David Marcus made to Congress in July when he said Facebook would not activate Libra until it has addressed regulatory concerns and received appropriate approvals.
Zuckerberg is also likely to be questioned about Facebook's new initiatives to help defend against election interference. Hosts from state-controlled media are to be labeled as such, and the confirmed owner and operator of a Facebook page will be shown. But Facebook has said it will not subject ads by political candidates to third-party fact-checking and will not take down ads that contain false statements. Senator Elizabeth Warren has accused Zuckerberg of running a disinformation-for-profit machine. A shocking discovery in the UK, 39. The fight continues over President Trump's tax returns.
A federal appeal panel is scheduled to hear from the president's lawyers this morning as they argue that New York State investigators shouldn't be allowed to see his tax returns. Today's arguments before the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New York come after a lower court judge tossed out Trump's challenge to a subpoena on his longtime accountant for records going back to 2011. The Manhattan district attorney wants those records for a criminal probe stemming in part from payments to a pair of women who have claimed affairs with Trump. Both sides agree tax records can't be turned over until appeals are finished. Matt Small, Washington.
Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr. is looking to get out in front of the looming recreational marijuana industry once New York State legalizes pot. AM New York says Diaz's office has six proposals on how the Bronx and communities of color can benefit from upcoming business opportunities. Diaz says that would include deals with financing institutions to invest in mom-and-pop pot shops.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.